This chazar zeh nishbach has a shagvam yehud misach tchulun daf nun ches. Amemar said, with regard to eggs of a treifa bird, the first bunch of eggs that were in the bird at the time that it became a treifa are also the eggs that the bird lays after that are mutter, because that's something that's caused by two things, one of which is also one of which is mutter, the female treifa and the male that's not a treifa, which in the halacha is mutter, zeh zeh goyer mutter. Of Ashi Yas Amemar, Brisa says that everyone agrees that the egg from a bird that's of treifa is also because it's developed in something that's also ever tomorrow. The Brisa is discussing an egg that was not fertilized by a male, so it's only a treifa female that caused this egg to come into being. Shekhmer, why didn't Amemar just answer that the Brisa is talking about the first bunch of eggs of the bird of the treifa bird ever tomorrow? If that was what the Brisa was referring to, it would have said that the eggs became completed in the treifa, not that they were developed in the treifa. In fact, based on this, when the Brisa says that with regard to the offspring of a treifa animal, really, as it says, it may not be brought as a carbon, Rabbi Shua says that it may be brought as a carbon. Machlekes must be where the mother first became a treifa and then conceived. And Machlekes is, really, as it says, that Zevzegoyim is also Rabbi Shua says Zevzegoyim is mutter. If so, why do they state their machlekes in terms of the carbon? Why not state in terms of regular people and whether the offsprings may be eaten? And but the more they speak in terms of a carbon to teach the extent of Rabbi Shua's view that he even allows the offspring for purposes of a carbon. Why didn't they instead argue with regard to eating the animal, which would be better because it would show the extent of the view of Rabbi Eliezer that he says also even for the mundane eating? And but the more we prefer to teach the extent of a heter rather than the extent of an iser. Rashi says they agree that the egg of a treifa bird that was produced without a male is usur, because in that case it's only one thing that causes it to be formed, and that thing is a treifa. Zakhmar Rav Acha held like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who said that a treifa can have offspring, and therefore had the version of a mamre like we just had it. Ravina does not hold the Karvacha by Yaakov, and therefore says that Amema's ruling was regarding a suffix treifa, and said that the first bunch of eggs must be held until we see if the bird produces more eggs. If it does, it means it's not a treifa, and therefore even the first bunch of eggs are mutter. If it does not, the first bunch are usur. Based on this version of Ashi Yas Amemar, Abraisa says that everyone agrees that the egg from a bird that is a treifa is also because it developed in something that's also. We see that a treifa can produce eggs, and furthermore, Amemar answered, this refers to the first bunch, which was produced before the bird became a treifa. If so, Fractingmar, the Brisa should have said that the eggs became completed in the treifa, not that they were developed in the treifa. If the Mara, read the Brisa like it says that the eggs became completed in the treifa. Fractingmar, according to this understanding, when a Brisa says that with regard to the offspring of a treifa animal, or as it says, it may not be brought as a carbon, Rabbi Shua says it may be brought as a carbon. Machalikas must be whether the mother first conceived and then became a treifa. Machalikas, Rabbi Eliezer says the fetus is considered to be part of the mother, and so it also becomes a treifa, and Rabbi Shua says the fetus is not considered part of the mother, and that's why it's not a treifa. If so, then why do they state the machlokes in terms of a carbon? They should state it in terms of a regular animal, regular people being allowed to eat it. And for the mother, they spoke in terms of the carbon, teach the extent of Rabbi Yeshua's view that he even allows the offspring for purposes of a carbon. Why did they instead argue with regard to eating the animal, which would be better because it would show the extent of the view of Rabbi Eliezer that he says also even for mundane eating? And for the mother, we prefer to teach the extent of a heter more than the extent of an iser. Zakhnumar, when the Brisa says that they agree, it refers to the first bunch of eggs of a treifa. The reason Rabbi Yeshua agrees that they're usur is because these eggs are literally part of the mother. The Gemara paskins that with regard to a male that's possibly a treifa, if it lives 12 months, we can know it's not a treifa. With regard to a female, if it produces offspring, it's not a treifa. Rav Huna said any creature that doesn't have bones cannot live 12 months. Rav Papa said we can learn from this that when Shmuel said that a cucumber that became wormy while it was attached to the ground, it's usur. So with regard to dates in a keli that became wormy, we don't know if this happened while the dates were still attached to the ground or after they were detached, they would be mutter to eat after 12 months. From when they were picked, because at that point the worms could not have been from when the dates were attached to the ground and would therefore not be usur. Rav said a mosquito doesn't live for a full day and a fly doesn't live for a full year. A Papa asked Abaya, there's a saying that people say that makes reference to a gnat living for 7 years. Abaya said there are other sayings that make reference to things that are impossible. The saying was said in gnat years, so to say, not human years. Zokmar Vaita. Mishnah says if an animal has 5 legs or only 3 legs, considered to be a mum, being for purpose of a bechor. Rav Huna said about this Mishnah, this is only true regarding the front legs. However, regarding whether the animal's back leg, if there's one extra or one missing, it would be a treifa. The reason an extra back leg would be usur is because anything that's extra is like something that's missing. Mar says it was an animal that had 2 sanya devei, which was near the intestines, that was brought to Ravina, and he said it was a treifa based on the ruling of Rav Huna. If the 2 sanya devei, however, pour into each other, it would not be a treifa. Zochmer Vaiter Rav Ashi was going to rule an animal a treifa for having something that looked like an extra tube of flesh inside the digestive tract. Rav Huna, Mar Bar Chia, told him, all animals that feed in the wild have this, and therefore it's not a treifa. My Bar Ravashi was going to rule as kosher an animal with an extra tube of flesh at a different part of the body. Rishai told him, you have no basis for ruling it kosher based on the previous ruling, because they are in different places and therefore can't be compared. Talking about there, Bryce says, Noson Bar Shula, the head sheikhet of Tzipori, testified to Rebbe regarding an animal with two intestines that it's a treifa, but that a bird with this condition would be kosher. The animal is only a treifa if the intestines come out of two different places. However, if they come out of the same place and join together after an etzba, it would be kosher. The Gemara says, Machloik between Rav Ami and Rav Asi, whether the two intestines must fully combine back into one in order for it to be kosher. Mishnah then said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im nitlo hanoitza pistula. Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel share the same view regarding this. Rabbi Yehuda's view is our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel's view is found regarding pigle, where he equates the feathers near the skin as being skin itself. Rav said it may be that they don't agree. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only holds this way regarding a treifa, because without this layer of feathers, there's nothing to protect the animal, but it may be that he does not consider it as edible for purposes of pigle. It may be that Rabbi Shmuel holds the opposite, and therefore would not agree with Rabbi Yehuda regarding a treifa. He may hold that this layer does not protect the bird anyway. Next Mishnah. If an animal had too much blood making it sick, or an animal had smoke inhalation, or one that became sick from the cold, or one that ate hardufni, which is poisonous for animals, or one that ate the waste of chickens, or one that drank bad water, water that was left uncovered, it's kosher. If it ate something that's poisonous to people, or was bitten by a snake, it's mutter in regard to being a treifa, but it's also because it presents a sekhanas nefashos. Zochting Mar Shmuel said, if one fed an animal chiltis, the animal becomes a treifa because it punctures the digestive tract. If she's P.S. The Braisa says, if an animal had too much blood making it sick, or an animal that had smoke inhalation, or one that had that ate or hardufni, or one that ate the waste of chickens, or one that drank bad water, or one that was fed tia, a bitter herb, or chiltus, or peppers, or if it ate poison, it's kosher. If it was bitten by a snake or by a crazed dog, it's mutter in regard to being a treif, but it's also because it presents a sekhanas nefashos. The Braisa can contradict Shmuel regarding chiltus, and contradicts our mission with regard to eating poison. And with regard to chiltus, we can say that the Braisa is referring to the leaves of the plant, Shmuel is referring to the grain. With regard to poison, we can say that the Braisa is referring to something that's only poisonous to animals. Mishnah is referring to something that's poisonous to people. In fact, more poison of animals is the same thing as hardufni. Mar says, yeah, there are different kinds of animal poison. What is tia? So Rabbi Yehuda said, it's the root of a bitter plant. Rabbi Yehuda said, one who eats the weight of 3 shekels of chiltis on an empty stomach will burn with fever that will cause his skin to fall off. Rabbi Yehuda said he once ate the weight of 1 shekel of chiltis, and had he not sat in water to cool himself down, his skin would have fallen off. Rabbi Yosef said, if one eats 16 eggs, 40 nuts, and 7 slop seeds, and drinks Revius of honey in the summer on an empty stomach, it will cause his heart to have big problems. The Mar says that a deer with severed back legs was brought to the home of the Reish Galuser. Rav checked the Tumas Hagid and ruled that it was kosher. He was ready to eat from the meat ruah. And Shmuel said, are you not concerned that the deer suffered a snake bite on the bottom of its leg? Rav asked, how do we tell if this happened or not? Shmuel said, put it in an oven, it will be self-evident. They put it in an oven and it fell apart into pieces, which showed that Taka had poison of a snake inside of it.